This happened 20 years ago when I used to live with my grandparents. We lived in a town that was not relatively well known. It's fairly rural, but has more built-up areas too. They live right next to huge woods. You can see the woods right from their window, and my bedroom had a perfect view. Obviously, at night time, it got particularly dark. There were no street lights or anything like that, so when it was dark, it was really dark. I was probably living there from the age of about 13 to 21 when I moved out on my own, but something weird always happened in the winter. Now, I'd like to say I know how long this was going on for because I've lived there for so long, but there was a street light that was installed probably when I was around 17, so I don't know if this happened before that point, but I would assume it did. The one street light that was installed was extremely bright, and it was right in front of the woods. I'm assuming they put it there so people knew where they were walking to, and if they were trying to come out of the woods, they'd know how to get out. It didn't really illuminate many of the houses, just the front of the woods. In some ways, it actually made it far less creepy, but in other ways, it meant you could see things that maybe you shouldn't have seen. So, one evening, I couldn't get to sleep. It must have been around 2 or 3 a.m. I decided that I was going to go to the bathroom, so I turned the light on, went to the bathroom, and came back. As I was about to get back into my bed, something out my window caught my eye. This night in particular, I hadn't closed my blinds. I quite like it being cold in my bedroom, so I keep the blinds open and the window just a little bit cracked open. What I saw out the corner of my eye looked like a figure that was moving. It was moving just in front of the tree line, probably only 2 or 3 feet in front of it. I was tired, but I hadn't slept, so my vision was a little blurry. You know when you've turned on a light and then you come back into a dark room, you can't really see very well. I kind of had that going on. But when my eyes adjusted, I saw something slowly back into the woods. That's weird, I thought. It looked like a person, but it was the middle of the night. Why would anyone be awake at that hour? Why'd anyone be at the woods at that time? I don't know. I found it weird, but I just went back to bed and forgot about it. About 2 weeks later, I couldn't sleep again. This was a recurring theme throughout my life. I always struggled to sleep every now and then. I'm not one of those people that gets a 9 or 8 hour sleep. I tend to sleep at the late hours of the evening or early hours of the morning. So this night was no exception. Same situation, and when I came back to going back in my bed, something caught my eye again. This time, when I looked out the window, I could see what looked like a human, but it looked really, really tall, maybe 7 feet tall. It was just standing there, but it looked like it was looking at me. It didn't move, and I couldn't really make out what it was because of the distance. It looked like it had long, skinny legs, and its arms were also long and skinny, but just by its side, kind of dangling there. The arms were really skinny though, and the legs seemed a little bit more stocky, and the upper back was fairly hunched. But, like I say, I couldn't make out any distinguishing features. Just, it didn't feel right to me. Then it turned around and walked back into the woods. It looked as though it was limping, and I couldn't tell if it was injured. I thought maybe this was someone playing a prank on me. Perhaps this was just some really tall person who was doing something in the woods that they shouldn't be. None of my business, anyway. I kind of forgot about it, but it kept popping in my head every now and then. It felt weird that this happened on two occasions now, and the second time, I definitely made out that there was a figure there. Anyway, a couple of months passed and nothing happened. That's when me and my friend decided to go for a walk one evening. We were walking kind of near the woods, but not that far from it. Imagine the tree line being a fairly straight line, and a road follows all the way down that line. the street lamp is probably about 200 feet from where we're walking, so quite a distance. And it's really late at night. Me and my friend prefer late night walks. Anyway, we're just walking and talking and walking towards my house, walking down this road to get towards the light so we can turn and come back to my place. That's when all of a sudden, we see a figure standing right in front of the tree line, just behind the light. We can't make out what it is, but we know it's absolutely huge. It looks to be around 7 or 8 feet tall this time. And the way it walks, but this time it stepped forwards and began walking towards us. But when I say stepped, it kind of walked in a limp. I say limp because I can't think of a good way to describe it. Imagine if one leg was far longer than the other, how that walk would look, and the arms just hang completely dead by its side. The neck remained completely hunched, but it started walking faster and faster towards us. It was moving quite fast now, and me and my friends looked at each other and decided to run. We didn't know who this was or what this was, but we didn't want to be near it. We ran back the other direction towards my friend's house. We both saw the same thing, so we knew our minds wasn't playing tricks on us. We had no idea what this was. Anyway, we never saw anything again, and I always looked in the tree line every evening to see if I could see anything. I closed my blinds from this point onwards because, to be honest, I was terrified. The only other thing that strikes me as really eerie and creepy didn't actually happen to me, but my father. My father came to visit my grandparents, and he stayed over the night. One evening, when I was out, he was in the house by himself. He went to make himself a drink, and as he was walking past the porch, he saw what looked like the figure of something standing outside the window. He couldn't make out what it was because we have frosted windows, but he said it was extremely tall and looked as though it was hunched over. It kind of looked like a person, but he couldn't make it out. He went outside to look at what it was, but it was gone. Was this the thing that we saw? I have no idea. I never saw anything again, and like I say, I moved out when I was 21, so I have no idea. I just don't know what that was, and maybe I'm just exaggerating things in my head now so much time has passed, but something just didn't feel right about it. Hello everyone, this is the part of the video where there's no more stories. So if you're only here for the stories, then there's plenty more on my channel and plenty of other channels out there that narrate stories much better than I do. I just wanted to give you guys a quick update as to where I've been and what's been going on. So I haven't stopped making videos. I've just been mega busy recently. As some of you know, I only make videos when it's a topic that I'm interested in or something that I feel like I wanted to share. I do this as a hobby and have no intention of doing any more than that. I do want to upload more videos, and when my schedule gets a little bit more manageable, then I'm planning on doing that. So if you have anything you'd like to see in particular, then leave it in the comments below. I also want to start doing more of the charity stuff on this channel. We have actually done quite a fair amount on this channel if you look at the community tab here, and it's massively appreciated all your support with that. So I'm going to continue doing that. I honestly haven't really thought of too many topics for future videos, but I have a couple of ideas that I'd like to do. It's just for me getting around to it. I hope you enjoyed this kind of narration too, and if you did, then let me know. But as always, I appreciate all the support you guys give me, and if there's anything that you'd like to see in particular, or anything you'd like me just to talk about at the end of a video, then let me know. I really appreciate all your support, and as this is just a hobby for me, I love the fact that we have such a nice little community, because to be honest, I know I don't upload probably as regular as many other horror channels out there, but I feel like we have a very nice community and everyone seems very friendly here. It's a very nice little corner and I prefer it that way, to be honest. So keep supporting each other, and I appreciate all the support that you've given me. Anyway, I'll stop rambling. I'll see you guys in the next video.